Legislation giving coastal communities greater say in local development issues was withdrawn at the end of the session, with promises the issue would get a fair hearing next time. Local communities lost responsibility for coastal management in 2003 when then-Governor Frank Murkowski gave the Department of Natural Resources authority over the Alaska Coastal Management Program. The Coastal Policy Council, a group of local government and state agency representatives, was disbanded. Since then, coastal legislators from southeast to the North Slope have been working for more local control. The current legislation would have created another policy board with members from the state's five coastal districts and resource agencies. The board would approve statewide standards for coastal management. The bill met opposition from the Parnell administration, industry, and several majority lawmakers. Wasilla Senator Charlie Huggins is Rules Chairman. He opposed the bill. While he says he understands communities have lost faith in the DNR, he will take the leap of faith that talks would improve the problems.
We're going to figure out how to begin the solution on this with others and look at what the obstacles are. And we know that this next session, it will be on our agenda here.
Nome Senator Donnie Olson sponsored the bill in the Senate. He says it had become the object of hyperbole with no solution for local communities.
There's the perception that we have been delayed, stonewalled, and avoided a real substantive discussion on the merits of this bill. As you know, after 2 years, the Senate Finance Committee has had a lack of cooperation from its opponents. There has been no suggestion of any alternative proposal to solve the issues for local input.
Kotzebue Representative Reggie Jewell introduced the House bill. He says he's disappointed the administration did not engage in the discussion on the House side, but he says the delay may provide an opportunity for coastal towns and villages that feel the brunt of development.
You know, with ACMP sunsetting in 2011, we probably need to take a little bit broader look at coastal issues than just strictly ACMP. How does NEPA and all these other things kind of fit into it? So maybe we take a broader look at the issue over the interim so that input piece is there and available to people who are going to get impacted by a lot of activity.
Jewell and Olson say supporters will not let the issue drop as local communities become more frustrated with state control over coastal development in their area.